on Daf. Give you a base. Sounds right. We need to. Yeah, we got up to the top.
Yes, I do.
Roshim Lakish Akhtamun, the second line from the top. Roshim Lakish Akhtamun Lechad Sav Libura Libura Shimon Lakish. A certain old man came before him, preceded him into the Ibur, into the conference about making a leap month, leap year. Valune mina utar de lahal, or probably is a, I probably have a word, a letter, erased. Should be de lalon. I see you also have the same letter erased. They kicked him out of the other gate. I mean, this old man, he wasn't a Talmid Chacham, he was just an old man, so they kicked him out. Amar Kenya Abisharam, so Yishlager said, serve him right, that should be his reward. Why? Because he was not suitable to come and participate in deliberations on Ibur HaShana. He was not Moritz, or, you know, not learned. So it says, so what? The of Loshmi Adam Rabbi Crispa Bashirma Yochanan, they didn't raise Shlokish hold and hear that which Rabbi Crispa said, name Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa Shi Bru Ashana Shlosha Roy Bokar, the time when three shepherds, three cowboys served to as the basin for making a leap year. Chaminon Omar, one of them said, Bachir Vilokish. Now, it says Bachir Lakish, but it should be Vilakish. Bachir Vilakish Ba'adar, Menatz. Oh, the only time, you know, it's Adar, meaning that spring is here, is if both the barley, which is planted early, that's Bachir, planted earlier, and Lakish, the wheat, which is planted late, that's called Lakish, if they both are budding. In Adar, in other words, they're growing significant growth, then you know it's Adar. Otherwise, it's too early in the year, it really should be Shvat, and you have to make it a leap year. Okay? That's one simon, right? The Choron Amar, the other one said, Kadum Ba'adar, if when the east wind, which is the cold wind, at least I guess in Eretz Yisrael, the east wind blows in Adar, Puch Lechich, you blow, you exhale from your mouth, and it can turn back the east wind, that means it's Adar. In other words, if the east wind strength, the cold wind strength is so diminished that you can actually exhale and overcome the east wind, so then that's Adar, meaning it's already time to make spring. Otherwise, it should still be Shvat, and therefore you have to add a year, add a month. Finally, the third sign is V'choron Amar Tor Ba'adar Bejrei, a ox in Adar in your herd. If in the morning, though it doesn't say morning here, if in the morning, Yomus, it will die from cold, Uvital Tunsa, and in the afternoon, although it doesn't say afternoon here, it was going to seek the shade of the fig tree, and Mashchi Shalach, and scratch its skin off because it's so hot, so then it's Adar. In other words, if in the morning it's very cold and the afternoon it's very hot, then it's already springtime. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael. In Chicago, you don't have the spring until July. But then you can make, then you don't have to make a leap year, but otherwise you make a leap year. So since all these simonim were not fulfilled, that Adar, Ribus Ashur Alpiyim, they made a leap year based on their say-so. So we see that even three shepherds can make a leap year. Says Gemara, no, can't work that way. Rabbi Chelba said, Viskimu based in Imoin. Has to be that based in the Greece. In other words, you can use these signs, these popular signs of what makes Adar, But these are not the people who can decide it. They can just be, it's popular wisdom or folk wisdom in order to can be the catalyst for basin.
They didn't have groundhogs, so they would have.
Right, they didn't use groundhogs, right. So it says, well, locate him, Rabbi Zira. Did you see ESPN last night? Okay, they interviewed this from guy, and they interviewed Rabbi Schumann about him. Tamir Goodman, the from Vassar.
Oh, yeah?
And they interviewed Rabbi Schumann because Rabbi Schumann is a TA alumnus, or not a TA alumnus, T- TA Elementary School. He's from Baltimore, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's the first time a Skokie guy made it big on television. Okay. So, says the Gemara, I only bring up this tumah because I know it interests the population here, Chas V'Shalom, people hearing this on tape shouldn't think that we actually, I condone this kind of behavior. Okay, says the Gemara further. Wait a minute. Lokein Amar Rabbi Zira V'Hein Shayu Mor Kula Mori Mitam Echad. Don't we know that when you want to decide to make a leap year, everybody has to give the same reason, and these three shepherds are giving three different reasons. They have to agree to the same reason. So says Mar, no, Mikay, that's not 100% true. Mikay, the Ilan, Moidin, Leilin, Veilin, Mudin, Leilin. Since everybody agrees with the other guy's reason, that's sufficient. Kamosh Kulam, Moim, Mitam, Echad, as if they're all giving the same reason. So since there's all this folk wisdom, they all agreed about it, so that's sufficient. Now, says Gemara, let's have, we have a Midos question from Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish, Mikra, the Milsa, Shimon Lakish is upset that they took the old man in and not him. It's not, doesn't pass. Shimon Lakish should be upset. Where is his Midos Tovos, right? Why is he getting upset that the old man was taken in? So it's interesting, Gemara's answer. Choshesh Lehidom Rabbi Lezer. He was afraid that what Rabbi Lezer says. Rabbi Lezer, Vohesel Yadiel Nevi'im, my hand will smite those prophets. Hachozim Shav. Who prophesy lies, vakosmin kazav, and those who make magic in also a false way, besorami lo yu. So how am I going to punish them? They're not going to be in the secret of my nation. Zesora ibur. They won't participate in the secrets of making a leap year. Ubiksab esisro lo yikosfu, and in the writings of Nesro they will not be written. Zaminui. That's a gathering to make a leap month. The Masi Solevo, the land of Israel that will not come, so Eretz Yisrael, that's Eretz Yisrael. So this is the three klolos mentioned there. Not to be involved in making leap years, not to be involved in Kiddush HaChodesh, and not to be in Eretz Yisrael. So Rish Lakish was afraid he didn't want to be subject to one of these klolos. So that's why he's actively interested, since he was suitable to be there, at being in the conference which would decide the Ibur Shana. Right, it's upset, excuse me, that this old man was invited, and he wasn't invited because he felt it was a fulfillment of that klola against him, and he wanted to avoid that. Vom Rabbi Lezer says along these lines, Katzlokislok, when I came there to throw Amritz, I said, Hagabichada. I got away from one curse, meaning I made it to the Holy Land. Kadmanune, when I was appointed to serve on the basis for Kiddush HaChodesh, Amrisa, I said, Hagabei Tati, I got out of the second klola. Kad Oiz Libur, when I got to serve on a basin for Ibur Shona, Amrisa, I said, Oh, Gevaldik, Hotlo Sein Gabi, I got out of all three. Right now, I'm completely out of this Poske, these klolos. Rabbi Ba, Bar Tzaduk said, now this is going back to the Gemara, to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that, of course, you only say Mekudosh Mekudosh on the 30th day, which would be after 29-day month, not on the 31st day, which is after the 30th-day month. Above our Zad Hashem, Rav said, time to Rabbi Lezer, the reason for Lezer Ben Tzaduk, who said that this is the halacha, is since in the 30-day month, came to Basin Shamal and Rowin, Shein Basin Shalmatan Mekachimo, so the next day, since the Basin Shamal sees that the Basin Shalmat is not doing it, being Naptish Maklish the year month, Hey, Makdishan also, so the Basin Shamal already does it. Losh of the Babli is for Kichu Shamayim, which really is a simple, a grand way of saying that there's no 31-day month, so therefore the 31st day is Mimela Rosh Chodesh, Basin Shamata doesn't have to be Makadishan in that case. Okay? Musura Savana Hayul Raman Gamliya Baliyaso Batavla Uvakoso, a tablet. And on the wall also, Gamaliel had the images of moons engraved or colored. Shabayan Mara said Yotos. That's what used to show the common folk used to come and serve as witnesses about Ibrahim Kiddush HaChodesh. Shabayan made it say then, Kozera Isa, you see like this, or Kozera Isa, you see like this. Meister Shaboshnaim, there was once an episode where two came for a moon, they said, Renu Shachris B'Mizrach Varvis B'Marav. We saw it in the morning in the east and at night in the west. Now, this is very difficult. That means they saw the...
They saw the last sliver of the old moon.
Right. In the east.
New sliver of the new moon.
In the west, which is very, very problematic, actually, now that I realize it. Because L'chaira, if you see in the morning in the east, you're seeing as the sun rises. I guess it catches the rays, even though it's a very... You know what I think? I made a mistake. I made a mistake when I was thinking this morning. Now, I'm not going to lead you astray. I'll just let you know what I think it is. In other words, when the sun is rising, even though the moon is a very small sliver, it might catch some of the rays of the sun, right? Because it's right there. If the sun has to shine all the way across the sky to hit a sliver of the moon, it's not going to happen. But if it's right next to it, so it can still catch the last sliver. And at night, when the sun is setting, if the first sliver of the new moon can appear, so it'll catch it on that side, okay, at the horizon. Okay, so now generally this is very unlikely, because actually, you have to figure, I mean, if, astronomically speaking, that means that the Molad was at noon, more or less, right? And that means that they're seeing in the morning, they're still seeing the old sun just 6 hours before total ground zero, when there is the old moon total 6 hours before total ground zero. And they're seeing the new moon 6 hours after total ground zero. That's a pretty neat trick. The Rambam says, generally speaking, for you can't see the moon for 24 to 48 hours, you know, because it means that, I'm trying to describe how unlikely this is. Because it means also, bear in mind, the way the Earth is constantly rotating, right? So it means that somehow, generally speaking, you're not going to be able to see. Even, let's say, the new moon is visible 6 hours after the Moilad, but you have to be towards nighttime at that point, right? If 6 hours after Moilad, you're facing broad daylight, there's no way you're going to see the moon, because the sun is too overpowering, right? So therefore, it has to be that you saw mamish the last sliver at dawn. And you see mamish the first glimmering at dusk. And that's happening configured in a way that there's no other way, in which it can work. I don't know if I'm making clear how unlikely
within
it is.
Within a 24-hour period, there is no way that you can see both slivers from the old and the new.
But that's what happened here.
Yeah, that's
what happened.
You're saying it's
right. It's extremely unlikely.
Within a 24-hour.
Then the only way it could happen is if you saw the last sliver at, if you were, because generally speaking, the only way, if let's say the last sliver 6 hours before the Molad was 5 minutes later, it would be impossible for you to see, because by that time the sun would already be up. You wouldn't be seeing anything, right? You might see the new moon, but you couldn't see the old moon. If it happened 5 minutes earlier, you might see the old moon, but then you wouldn't see the new moon, because the sun would be too far beneath the horizon to illuminate that sliver, right? So therefore, it has to be exactly perfect. That one is at dusk, and one is at dawn, and one is at dawn, one is at dusk, and it has to be, of course, that you have very good vision in order to see it. I'm obviously not articulating it sufficiently, but you get the idea, I think, right? So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, forget it. Rabbi Yochanan said, Eda Shekharin, they're liars. Can't see both on the same day. Even though we had a blot ago, we actually had that there's a certain town, I forget his name, Mora. Rabbi Avun saw the new moon, saw the old moon in the morning, he threw clumps of dirt and said, go away. We want to see the new moon tonight. And the moon went away and came back that night. So I don't think it was an ace. I think it was a similar idea to our Mishnah. But maybe after our Mishnah, after our Gavriel Paskins, not Rabbi Yochan, maybe Rabbi Avun also did that. So it's again, Rabbi Yochan says, Eidah Shekhar and their liars. Shubol Yavne, when they came to Yavne, in front of the court, Kilon Gamliel accepted them. Volbo Shtayim V'Omron, there are another two came V'Omron, they said, Reinu Bezmano, we saw it at night of the first of Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, Uvalila, the rain was out of Uvalila, Bibura, Uvalila, Bibura, and the next month, the next night, low near, we didn't see it anymore, right? That we only saw it, it disappeared. So the Kiblon, and he accepted that Kiblon Gamliel accepted that because they figured maybe the second month it was cloud, the second night was cloudy, or for some other reason he didn't see it. I'm right, we do some Menuchinus, Ede Sheker, Hain. There must be liars. How can they say a woman gave birth, and the next night she's pregnant again? I mean, because if the moon disappeared, obviously they missed it. So Rabbi Shua, Rohanis, Rabbi Shua liked Rabbi Dusim and Urkanus' argument against Gamliel, and he felt that Gamliel made a mistake. Any moilad before noon, right? If the moilad is before noon, before 6 hours a day, Enkoch by the rest of the ocean, you can't see the old moon. You can't see the old moon already because the old moon was 6 hours previously, and this was not a close enough proximity to the sun for you to be able to see it, because it would have to be very close proximity to the sun to illuminate at least a sliver, and it wouldn't happen because it was not. As the sun was rising, it was already in the period when the moon disappeared, because it's impossible to see it during those 6 hours before and after the molad. So Vitani came and learned Yoshon B'Shachris Lo Nireh Chodesh Ben Arba'im Nireh. If you can't see old moon in the morning, then you can see the new one in the afternoon. But Chodesh Ben Arba'im Nireh, if you can't see the new one in the afternoon, the Yoshon B'Shachris, you then you could see the old moon in the morning. So I'm Rabbi Chirba, but Rabbi Chirba said, Lama Kilon Gamliel, what did Gamliel accept him? She came, Mesoris B'yodo B'yavosav Yazim, Mesoris from his father's, Pami Malch B'ksor Pami Malch L'Rucha. Sometimes the moon comes on the shortcut, sometimes there's a long cut. So obviously it doesn't mean that. Right? The moon is constant, right? 29 days, 12 hours, 793, Tachalokim, Kati Aftash Tzag. It's a constant, it doesn't go quicker or slower. But rather, I think he means what I said before, it's very remotely possible. But it's possible that if the molad is at exact dusk, exact high noon, the molad is exact high noon, then they can see it ot-ot as the sun is rising in the morning and ot-ot as the sun is setting in the evening. That's what he meant to say. Okay? So Shalchar Ben Gamliel, Gamliel sent a message to one of them. We don't know who, whether it was Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yochum, and Nuri. Close Rani Alech, I just want to...
I want to correct the mistake I made here.
Okay, so Shalchar Gamil goes on the Alech. He made a decree, very famous Gemara. Shetova Tzliba Makelcho Mosecha. You must come to me with your staff and with your coins. B'yom Shechal Yom Kippur, B'yom Kippur, B'yom Kippur, B'yom Kippur, the day which comes to be Yom Kippur, according to your reckoning. The Gemara's going to ask. Is it Rav Yochan or Rav Yoshua? Or I was going to ask. We always assume it's Rabbi Yeshua, but it's not clear. Well, because both, there were two Tanoim arguing and two separate occasions. Holach umotza Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. So Rabbi Akiva went and found them in anguish. Armelo, so he says, Rabbi Akiva tried to console him. He said, V'yeshu l'lamed, I can teach you, shekomash osar on Gamliel also. Everything Rabbi Gamliel done is effective. Shemot says, "Elam Moadim Hashem Hashem Tikuos of Mikray Kosher Hashem Tikuos Som." These are the Moadim of Hashem, the holy days that you should call them. Bein Bismanim Ben Shlo Bismanim, whether at the proper time, improper time, so it's even as you make a mistake. Ainly Moadim Saleh the Noadim Tovim about these. Eitzel Mishalach, who did he send the message to? Was it Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri, Rabbi Yeshua? Because they both argue at different times. Mimai the tiny Rabbi Yeshua, for that which Rabbi Yeshua said, Noach Hayoli Mutal Amito, would have been better to me to be sick in bed. Not to send me this message. Adam Raz teaches us, it's Rabbi Yeshua Shilach, that he sent this message to Rabbi Yeshua. Beyond me Shilach, who was the messenger? Mimai the tiny Kiloshin Osel Amarlo, since we have in the Brisa that the response Rabbi Yeshua gave was to him, Nichamtani Akiva, Akiva, you console me. Hadam Rabbi Ad Rabbi Akiva Shleach Masi Rabbi Akiva was the messenger. Mayolo Lulamid, what did Rabbi Akiva teach him? Rabbi Yosef, he said this way, taught him, Yoidim Ayinu in Kidshul Shaloba Eidim Shul Mukurosh. We know even if you consecrated the Kiddush HaKadosh without witnesses at all, it's Mukurosh. Now, of course, it's not true, you need witnesses, but what happens if you have witnesses, as the Gemara is about to say? Rabbi, Ma Bo Lohoid, meaning if somebody comes to testify, she kitchu and they're makadish them. Vachakach nimtzu edim zoyvim bim. Because you have edim zoyvim bim, right? The witnesses come and say, we saw the moon, new moon in New York. And then they come and say, Mono Yisem in Chicago. So then the Radim Zaymim, right? But we make Kiddush HaKodesh in the meantime, based on the first witnesses. Is the Kodesh Mekodesh? Yes, it is. Even though there, in effect, were no witnesses. By the way, I've told you, I think, in the past, that the Muslims still Mekodesh HaPi Re'iyah today. You know that, right? The Muslims are still Mekodesh HaPi Re'iyah. Yeah, there was a report on NPR a few years ago, which I heard, that they're not so frum, the Muslims, as you know. They accept Eidus over the telephone. So actually, there are a few Muslims every month who go up to the top of the Sears Tower to have the schus of being the first ones to see the Moilad in the world and telephone. I think it's Riyadh or Mecca or Medina, one of these places in Saudi Arabia, to paskin that on the Kiddush HaKodesh. It's an amazing concept. They actually are still Mekodesh HaPi Re'iyah, and it seems that the based in Saudi Arabia, even though they're whatever type of Muslims there are, I forget what type there are in Saudi Arabia. They have their own type. They're not Sunni or Shiite. They have their own religion. Yeah, they have their own sect. Some of the sect, extremely rigorous sect. I forget what they're called. But even though it's, the various different sects, they all accept the psak of the Beis Din in Mecca. So, Musar Haska for us Jews, right?
Well, this shows anyway that Kiddush HaKodesh does not need
Eidus. That's what you say. But you know what? But it needs fake Eidus. It needs Eidus to start the process. It's like Rav Shimon Shkop writes in Shari Yesh, he says that Eidus fulfill two functions. I don't think it brings up Kiddush HaKodesh, but I was just wanted to say Makkos here. The Eidim fulfill two functions. One is they clarify the Jews. The other is they activate Beis Din. Beis Din can't do anything without Eidim, right? Your Beis Din without Eidim is like a flashlight without batteries. He doesn't need that much. So it's like a flashlight without batteries, right? So the same thing here. The Beis Din actually needs Eidim to come. Im derput vi Eidim sheker. We need Eidim to come, then Beis Din. It's because I mentioned ESPN before I got punished. All right, so but that was recorded. I saw it, illuminated. So in any event, so that's what happens here. Vatninon. Now that Gemara, the Gemara, this is not a question. The Gemara says, and a riotous Rabbi Kiva Shita Zotim, Maitre Shavi Yeser, Me Arboim Zug, Vikon Rabbi Kiva Balut, 40, we had this, the 40 sets of witnesses passed, or in Gamli, Rabbi Akiva kept them from going in Lud, right? They were going to Shalim on Shabbos. So he didn't want to be in Cloud Shabbos, kept 39 behind, only one he sent, right? So I Deshri Arboim Zug, it's because there were 40. If there was only one, he would have sent along. And in fact, I assume he sent one of those 40 along. Why only one? Let's be chayshita, find to be possible, right? If I be possible, or zoymim or something, Rabbi Kiva shitaso. And if you find them, psulim, big deal. Lamaisi had edim, right? So that's enough. So atem afilu shmutim. He made a mistake. As long as he had one set of witnesses, even if later on they proved to be false witnesses. So that's why Rabbi Akiva kept all the other 39 behind, erroneously, as it turned out. Gamliel gave him Musar for that, but that was his Havamina. He said, what difference does it make? We don't need real witnesses. It's all just to activate Beis Din, and even if they're fake witnesses, that's good enough. Okay? So Bolo Eitzar Rabbi Dilus Ben Orkanus, Rabbi Yeshua still wasn't Sufridin. He wasn't happy. Can't Rabbi Dilus Ben Orkanus ask him, do I have to go to Rabbi Gamliel? Amrullah Sarbi Dus Mirgas says, Im Boyim Anu Laduna Char Basin Shangli, if we come to question the Kura Gamliel, Sirichim Anu Laduna Char Ko Basin Shammai Moshe Rachar. Maybe we have to check out every court from days of Moshe till now. Maybe one of them made a mistake. It's how can you trust the whole luach we have? Maybe the whole luach we have is incorrect, because maybe some basin along the line made a mistake in making Kiddush HaKodesh, right? So it must be that even if Beis Din makes a mistake, it's still a valid Kiddush HaKodesh, right? Shema says, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron v'Nadav. This is the source for making what they did. Shema, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron v'Nadav v'Aviyu v'Shim v'Zikonei Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron, the 70 elders of Israel, went up. Lama lo nisparashu shmozim shilzkenim. Why the name came is not mentioned. Elo lamed chatichu shakol shlosha v'shlosha sha'omdu Beis Din. Yisrael, every group of three, Okay, even not 70. Eight rule of three, this became a basin. I mean, so I rank a basin. You know, show Moshe like Moshe's basin. So the bottom line is, we have to trust the basin. You know, that's what the famous thing. Even I feel mean look how small should mean, but I mean should small, right? Even if the basin tells you the wrong thing, still, we have to listen to them, right? That's the way it is, you know. I hate to bring examples from sports again, but I understand the Chas V'Shalom, I'm not Ma'ayin in these things, but that the Jets got into some playoff based on some mistaken call by, or something like that, some mistaken call by a referee about a touchdown or something like that. So, Lamaisa, they made a mistake, right? And the replay showed the guy was wrong. But that's the way, you know, it's, that's the way it is, right? You have to follow the officials. So the same thing here, the same, well, I'll deal. The same thing here, you have to follow them, whether they're right or whether they're wrong. That's the bottom line.
The referees establish what is right.
Right, the referees establish what is right. Exactly, that's the point. Even if it's factually in error. Okay. Right. Okay, so here it says, not a maklo moesav, he took his rod, he took his money, biyodo, for halach liyavni, went to Yavni, took on Leo, biyom shchal yom kurim liyos b'cheshbon, the day which I'm keeping him according to Chayes Cheshman. Omar Gamliel Vanoshka Rosh Gamliel stood up, kissed him on his head, v'amar lo, he said to him, bo b'sholom rabbi v'tamidi, come in peace, my Rebbe and my student. Rabbi and Chochma, my Rebbe, that you're much smarter than me, v'tamidi, my student, shekibalto alecha zvara, you accepted my decree. Ksiv, it says, Hashem, Hashem, Shosha, it's Moshe, Hashem who made Moshe ves Aaron v'asher Allah who took Am Yisrael out of Egypt v'ishlach and he sent us Yerubal, that's Gidon ves Bidon. Oh no, Yerubal is Gidon, right? Bidon is Shimshon ves Yiftach ves Shmua. Yerubal, Gidon, Bidon, Shimshon. Okay, Yerubal is Gidon and Bidon is Shimshon. Yiftach ze Yiftach Hagiladi, right? Hekish Shlosha Kalim, these are three lightweights. Or the Yerushalmi not to have said that we couldn't say that, right? But Yiftach, the other two, Gidon and Shimshon were three lightweights. Shlosha Kali Olam, the lightweights, right? L'shlosha Biri Olam, they're mentioned in the same breath as Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, the three mighty of the world. What does this teach us? The basin of Gidon, Yiftach, and Shimshon, Shkulim is correspond connected Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel. You gotta listen. That's the way it is. Chas V'Shalom, not a basin of somebody like Emmanuel Rackman, but if you have a basin of people who are you know, Erlich and L'shem Shamayim and Noah Halacha, even if they're lightweights compared to previous generations, so that's sufficient. Okay? So the Lord should somach hagdoylim mikan v'ktanim b'etzin, not only that, but what a praise. The gdoylim are the bookends, and the ktanim are mentioned in the middle of this pasuk. That's a little bit of a shvach, a little bit of a praise to the lightweights that they're mentioned in between, sandwiched among the gdoylim. Amra Galil v'noshka arosho. Ram Galil stood up and kissed him and said, bo b'sholom rabbi v'talmidi, rabbi b'chochma, my rabbi in wisdom, v'talmidi b'yirashchet, here it says, my student, not and that you listen to me, but that you're afraid of sin, meaning the sin of going against the Nasi. Same idea. Rabbi b'chochma, my rabbi in wisdom, v'talmidi, and my student elsewise, shukom ashani, gozer alav, anything I decree upon you, m'kaim, you fulfill. Ksiv, it says, alufeinu m'subolim, our generals, meaning our leaders, are born by us. The Goyim, etc. Yom Shem and Lakish, they argue as that interprets the Pasuk. Rabbi Yochumar, Alofi Mesubali Mengsiv Khan, it doesn't say we bear the generals. Ela Alufeinu Mesab Mesubali. Our generals are born down. Meaning, Meshosh Agdolim Mesoyvin Nesaktanim, when the great have tolerance for the small, continues the Pasuk, in parrots and no breaches, and yoitzits and nothing goes out, and tzvach and no outcries of Rechav Hussein on our streets. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Mesari saw the inquiry. Rabbi Shimon Lakish changed around, but it says, Alufeinu Mesubalim and Ksiv Khan, Alufi Mesubalim and Ksiv Khan, it doesn't say our generals bear, El Alufeinu Mesubalim, we bear the generals. Our generals are born by us. When the commoners bear the great ones, even if they find the great ones faulty, eight parents may yaitis fin so recover the same as no problems. Rabbi Shila the Kfar Tamras Rabbi Shem Rebbe said, He made the moon for the Amtoivim, and the sun knew its pathways. Mishemesh Yodemivo, when the sun knows its pathways, he makes the moon to tell us the Yom Tovim. Now, what that means, I'm about to explain, but let me tell to you outside first. When would the Edim come for Kiddush HaKadosh? During the day. But when would Rosh Chodesh actually begin retroactively? From the evening before, right? From Shkiyas HaChama. So you see that the moon determines the month, but then the month begins from the previous sunset. So it's a partnership between the sun and the moon. Okay? Amrei Berech Reich says, what's the proof of that? It says, see, it says, Vayisumer Amseis, they travel from Amseis, the Chodesh HaRishon, when they left Egypt in the first month, but it goes on the 15th day of the month, the day after they made the Korban Pesach. So if you would go by, if you wouldn't include the first Shkiyas HaChama in the month, it would be only the 14th day of the month. Because there's only 14 Shkiyas from Rosh Chodesh day till then. But that's a clear evidence that we take into account the night before, and all months start not from when the Edom come to Beis Din, but retroactively they start from the night before, right? Kad Yitma Belele Moada Arba Samar Dmina Nisba. The more I ask the question, when it's set on the night of Yontif, meaning after the day of the Korban Pesach, only 14 Shkiyos. Have a Mishkiyas Chamad Ma'ilavana, so it must be for the night before, we already made Mosh Chodesh when we count according to the moon. Om Rabbi Simon, Vahayu Ayidei Zeh, Vahayidei Zeh. So Rabbi Simon said that, lo and behold, everything we count is both by the sun and the moon. Right, the moon sets the month, the sun starts the day, the beginning of the date. And Rabbi Yochanan said, we have this in the pasuk in Bereishis. The night in Judaism, the day always starts from the date. I should say, always starts from the night before. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar HaChodesh. It says the month Achekulu Min HaChodesh. The entire day has to be from the new month. That means the night before. You find yourself saying, Ma'adam Rabbi Yochanan Tzichu Rav Shimon Lakish B'pasuk B'Rav Yochanan cited requires Rav Shimon Lakish's pasuk Ma'adam Rav Shimon Lakish that Rav Shimon Lakish said Tzichu Rabbi Yochanan is required by Rav Yochanan. Ilum Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amar Rav Shimon B'Shem Lakish who just learned brought that very Boker Yom Echad and not HaChodesh, right? Ravina Mamra would say Lo Amar El Afilu Kula Min HaChodesh. We would say that
I forgot what this means. One second.
Again, let's see entire. Ilam Rabbi Yochanan would just say by Boker Yom Echad, Lo Amar Shimon Lakish, and not have Shimon Lakish who said you need the entire day to be from the new month. However, Lo Amar El Afilu Kulo Min HaChodesh, I would have said that he didn't mean that.
I don't know what he means.
Maybe you would think that the new month would start the next night, not the previous night.
What?
Is that possible? That you would go to the next night and start the month at sunset instead of from the previous day?
You'd start the new month from the next sunset?
Yeah.
Maybe. See, the Pnei Moshe, I tried to avoid this. Pnei Moshe brings in the whole episode of the whole issue of the international dateline explaining this Gemara, but I'm trying to avoid desperately doing that. If you look at the Ritbaz here, he brings down here, which is about the international dateline. The Balamor knew about America. Because he speaks about the lower hemisphere where where obviously America was present. But my problem is I want to try and avoid explaining the Gemara based on that. Let's try one more time. So it says, who says that it has to all be from the new month, the entire first day. Havina Amri would say, Lo Amar Elafilu Kulo Min HaChodesh, we would say that you do not, I guess we'll say like you, Dr. Spindel, I think that's what the Korbe is trying to say. I wouldn't say that has to be for the new month, I would say that would be from the old month. I would say that the month that, okay, if the Eina came on this date, so this date will be from the old month. I can't split a date in two, true, but I'll say it's from the old month, I won't make it necessarily from the new month. So therefore, what Shimon Lakish says is that it, to tell you, oh, if Eidim come in a month, and that's Minah Chodosh, so it has to be, if Eidim come on a certain day, and that day they come to be testified, they saw the new moon, so that all becomes the new month. It doesn't, no longer remains the old month. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yes, I wouldn't break up a day, but I could have made it always part of the old month. I won't break it up, but I'll put it in the old part of the day. So Shimon Lakish says, if they come today, you have to make it the new month, and you make the entire day the new month from the day before. Oh, we love my Shimon Lakish, we just said Rish Lakish is Pasuk of O Chodesh, Ah Chodesh, Lom Rabbi Yochanan, not it's Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Lom Ar Eliyim. I would have said, okay, whenever the Eidim come, meaning during the day, so the entire day has to be from the new month. But I'll divide up at Amud HaShachar. I'll say from Amud HaShachar is the new month, and from Tzitzkol Chaim to Amud HaShachar the evening before, it's the old month. So that's when you Rabbi Yochanan say you can't split up a day in the middle. It's Erev Avokir, right? That they both have to go together. So I need both Rabbi Yochanan's drasha and Lehidam Rabbi Shimon Lakish. I need Rabbi Shimon Lakish's drasha as well. Okay, Adjala Perakim Mekir, new Perak. Ru Basin Chayisro. Let's say everybody saw the new moon. Nechru Adim, the witnesses were cross examined. They speak Lomar Makurish, but they weren't able to say to consecrate the new moon. Adjala Shech until darkness fell. I raised them Uber. Too bad. Even though they all saw the new month, they didn't get around to it. That's tough. Ru Basin, but what if only Basin saw the new month? Yamdu Shmain, so two of them should arise, but Yidulif name and testify in front of the court. The Yom Makudosh Makudosh, and the rest of the court should say Makudosh Makudosh. Ru Shlosh Ben Basin, where three people saw in there the basin. So if two people get up, there won't be any basin left. Yamdu Shmain, so two of them should get up. Yoshimin Chavrei Meitzel Yochan, they should take some of their friends to put by the individual remains to make a basin of three. Yidulif name, they should testify in front of him. Those three, the Omer, they should say Makudosh Makudosh. Shena Yochi Nemana de Atzmo, a solitary individual dying does not suffice. Literally means it's not trustworthy, but here means it doesn't suffice to make Kiddush HaKodesh.
There's another, so here also it's present. They say two friends. It doesn't say
Smuchin. Yeah, could be, I don't know. Alright, Kinemas Nisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. O Basin, O Kol Yisro. It means either Basin. Or all of Amisrael. Either of those should not require Eidus, so we still require Eidus, so we have to go through the call process. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Amishem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Amemin al anira lo abro." This is interesting. Gemara we're about to have. You know, the month was seen. They saw the new moon on the 30th day. So they come to Basin. Somebody says, "Nah, he didn't see it. He didn't really mean to see it. It wasn't seen." Because Shammai said they push him off to make a leap month. They can do that intentionally. They can intentionally subvert the Eidus to push it off. Ma'ami means to when in doubt mumble. It means to delay tag things by doing or being unclear about it in order to make it a leap month. Ve'ma'amin al shaloni al kacha. However, you do not persuade Adam, hey, uncle, he really did see it. In order to make it a 30-day, in order to make a resolution on the 30-day, even though the moon wasn't seen. In other words, you can delay, but he can't accelerate, right. Right, Baruch, Chia, B'Shem, Rishu, Ben Levi said the exact opposite. Mami, now, Shaloni, Al-Kacha, we can pretend we saw it, or persuade Adam that they saw it, even though it's a lie, because, again, we don't need real Adam. Just need Adam, even if they're fakers, even if they're idiots, right? They're persuaded to testify, even though they actually see that we can do. But not the opposite. Vein Mamin al Nir Lavrov was already seen, he cannot. Rule Basin sees of Choyso and all the Jews, Necroid and Adam are cross examined. Excuse me, Vloy speaking Lomar Makudosh, we're not able to consecrate the moon. Ach Choshech until it got dark. Hareza, here it should be Mu'ubor. It's a mistake, it's a leap month. Now, it says, it sounds like the only reason why you're getting leap month is because the taka became dark. What if it didn't become dark, but Beis Din wants to delay it, so the Mishnah does not provide for that capacity? Lo Adamra is not Haloi Lo Chashech. Hello, Adamra is teaching us Eima Amin Al Anir Lo Abro. You cannot put into effect delay tactics in order to make a month which should be a proper 30-day Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day and the 31st day instead. That's what Mishnah charges Rabbi Bezir. Now we have Mishnah charges or Bryce charges Rabbi Ba. What argues Rabbi Ba? It says Yochim Eretzarch Shnei Yomim. Let's say you needed 2 days, right? your calendar is off by 2 days. So can you add 2 days to a month? No, of course not, right? You can only add 1 day to a month, not 2 days. So Yochim Eretzarch Shnei Yomim Neslo Shnei Yomim Tamul Amar Oso Ein Hal Yom Echabilvad. You only get 1 day. Now, Adar Marad, this teaches us that the word ain is incorrect. That ma'amimin, it should be al hanire labro. It says you can get 1 day, right? Okay, I changed gears dramatically. Both the Nir and Gil and Ephraim do. Say, Adar Marad, ma'amimin al hanire labro. That the Torah, this Bryce tells us you could take 1 day. What does it mean you could take 1 day? It means even if they saw it, you can push them off and delay them till you get an extra day. Okay? Must see simply Rabbi Ba, the following Bryce also is Rabbi Ba. Yochel Kashem Sha'amim is a Shona Mibnei Atzorech. Just like you can make a leap year because you have to. Kachi Kachus a Chodesh Mibnei Atzorech. So too, you can make the month earlier when you have to. Yikachos HaChodesh means to make it earlier, right on the 30th day as opposed to the 31st day, even though the moon was not seen. Tamalomra HaChodesh. No. Acha HaChodesh HaChodeshim. You have to see the moon. Adamra has teach us Eim Amin Al Shalon Yer Lekacho. When you didn't see it, you can't convince Adam to come to have you Mekadesh it. Masisa Pliga Rabbi Bar Mishra Argus Rabbi this following Mishra Bryce Argus Rabbi Bar. Yochim Imloni Rasa Levana L'Shnei Yomim. What if you didn't see the moon for 2 whole days? Kachi kachus achodesh. Can you still be mekadesh the moon? It should be la'achar shnei yomim, 2 days later, meaning on the 32nd day, right? Which is unheard of course. You can't, doesn't work, right? Tamu lomar no. So that's why it says osam mikroi. It's osam should be osam mikroi kodesh. First of all, I know it says that tam. It should be osam mikroi kodesh of the elahim moadai. Elohim Moadai. The word Moadai is missing as well. Meaning, ain't Elohim Moadai. You can't, these are not my days. These are not my holidays. The words my holidays was only, I didn't provide for an extension of 2 days, right? There are no 31 days in Jewish months. So even though you didn't see the moon for 2 whole days, you still can't, there's no such thing as making a 31 day month, and then Rosh Chodesh, no such thing. It doesn't exist, right? Mibnei Shalo Nirasa. Now this is clearly why was that? What's the price saying? What was the havamina to extend it? Because you didn't see it, right? What happens if you did see it? Hoyim nirasa lo. If you did see the moon, you couldn't extend the previous month. Adam Raz, this teaches us ein ma'amin. Again, a mistake here. Ein ma'amin ala nira la abro. If you actually saw it, you wouldn't have had a havamina to push it off for 2 days. Only because you didn't see it for 2 days. So this teaches us that if you did see the moon, you can't push it off. Have a boy, Meimar v'lo pligin. Now, the truth is, they came to the conclusion that there was no machlokes. We fooled you all along. Truth is, we can lie in both directions. We can mess up the witnesses and push it off, and mess up the witnesses and make them go early. Just depends on the circumstances. They're not arguing. V'lo pligin, ma'adamar Rabbi Zira, that which Rabbi Zira said, that you cannot bring the witnesses to testify even though there was no moon. That b'shar kol chodashi, by other months. Other months, because generally speaking, we don't have enough long months, so we never make months early, right? We just make them late. Madam Rabbi Ba, that which Rabbi Ba said the opposite, that we make early months, right? Is by Anisan v'Tishrei, is Anisan Tishrei, because we have vested interests that we'll see immediately. They never ever want Anisan or Tishrei to be after a 30-day month. In other words, they didn't want Adar. We never have Adar with 30 days, and we never have Elul with 30 days. Adar and Elul are always 29 days, right? Because otherwise it will wreak havoc with the people in Golos, because they'd have a problem with Yom Kippur, right? If they, right? Is that clear? is they don't know that every year Elul is 29 days.
Oh, right.
Then they're going to have to fast Suez Yom Kippur. So therefore, the only time, so that which we said that we sometimes get aim to come, even though it's a lie, is for the greater good of Klal Yisrael by Elul and Ata, which precede Nisan and Tishrei. Okay, Rabbi Omer Nisan lo nisabre miyomav. Nisan never came out on the 31st day. This is always on the 30th day. So v'vatina nimbab b'zman chodesh b'zmano. Didn't we learn if the new month comes out at its proper time? Says more imbab but loba. Says yeah, if it happens, but it never happened. In other words, the Mishnah there talks about what happens if Nisan is late, but it never happened that Nisan was late. But then again, Rav Amar Tishrei lo nisabre miyomav. Tishrei was never a leap month. V'atina imayah chodesh mubar. If the month was a leap month, Elul. Imayah, if it was, but lo yah, it never was. Okay. Kshakitros alashana beusha biyom arishon. What about this price? It says when they were mekadesh Rosh Hashanah and Usha, but Yom Rishon the first day of Rabbi Shmuel Rosh Rabbi Yochanan and Broka. Rabbi Shmuel saw Rabbi Yochanan and Broka went to daven for the Yom on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and Oymer he did Kedivrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says he says Malchus in Atok Kadosh. We don't. We say Malchus in Musaf Shmoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah in Kedusha Sayoyim, right? In Atok Vekartonim Mikol Amim. But he said it in Atok Kadosh, right? So he did the first day, and Amrav Shimon Galil Shagam Lil did not like this. Said, "Lo, you know, you can't be Avner. We didn't do any Avner." We have a Shay in the second day of Rabbi Chanina ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Yosef Gli or Chanina ben Osher Yosef Gli was the chazan. Barak Tiver Akiva he did Rabbi Akiva, which is like we do. He said Malchus in Tzav Chartonu. Our Shagam Lil Shagam Lil said, "Oh, can I, you know, be Avner? That was a minig in the Avner." So it says the Gemara, Vatani Kitchub Rishon Vashani. So we see it, there was, must have been a leap year, right? Because they made 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And it wasn't like our 2 days, Aleph and Beis. Then it was Lamed and Aleph, right? So we see there they had a leap year, leap month in Elul, right? So it says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Zeir Rishon Rachisa said, Oso Shana Niskau Kula. That year they had some confusion. I forget what exactly the confusion was, but in any event, they made a mistake. As Corbinator says, they thought the 29th day was the 30th day. But really, Lemaisa, even that year, Elul was not a leap month. They made a mistake in their calendar, but Elul didn't come out to be a leap month even that year.
So historically, when did Chazal institute the second day Rosh Hashanah?
I'm very late. I don't remember. The time of the Gemara, I think. I think we'll come across it, but I don't remember.
Well, I know that historically they say somewhere in the 900s. As late as that.
Is that late? I thought it was 91. It's going. Yeah, it is amazing. So Ma Rishon Ma B'Shei, or an alternate interpretation, Ma Rishon Ma B'Shei doesn't mean in the same year. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi B'Shem Rav said, Shana Rishonah B'Shanah She was 1 year and then another year. It says, no, it can't be. But Tani B'Yom Rishon B'Yom Shei says the first day and the second day. So it must be like the first answer, which means that there was a year in which they made a mistake in the calendar, but Enoch Nami Elul was never a leap month, and we'll stop here for the season.